Today's daf is Chulin Daf Pei Beis, and we will begin four lines from the top of Daf Pei Beis Omer Aleph Ve'egla Arufa Lav Shchita Ru'uyehi. Before we begin, today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So we're moving along in Perek Oysoi Ve'ez Benoi, which deals with one pasuk in Parashas Emor. The pasuk says, V'shoir Oyseh, Oysoi ve'es benoi loisish chatu biyoy mechon. And the Mishnah that pay aleph on the bay is brought a machloikis Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. Rab Shimon says a chiddush that if somebody would shecht an animal, but the shechita was a quote unquote shechita she'ena ru'uya, it was a shechita that was not matter the basar of this animal la'achila. The Mishnah gave some examples. If someone shechts an animal, that's a treifa. Can't eat a treifa. Hashoichet lavoy dezora. Hashoichet paras chatos shor haniskol or egla rufa. Says Rab Shimon, being that the first shechita was a shechita she'ena ru'uya, it wasn't matter the basar of the animal la'achila. It's for that reason there would be no iser to go now and shecht that animal's child or mother, meaning there'd be no iser of oisei ves benoi. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say it makes no difference. It doesn't matter if it's a shechita ru'uya or a shechita she'ena ru'uya. The halach is he never allowed a shecht oisei ves benoi b'yoy mechad. Either way, one of the examples that the Mishnah gave was egla arufa. If somebody shechts an egla arufa, then there would be no halach, according to Rab Shimon, of oisei ves benoi. Clearly suggesting that if someone shechts the egla arufa, it's not a shechita ru'uya. You're not allowed to eat the flesh of the egla arufa. Das shechitas Rab Shimon. Frank the Gemara. The egla arufa lav shechita ru'uya. Is that true that if somebody shechts the egla arufa, the shechita is not a shechita ru'uya? But now we learned in the Mishnah. Nimtza hoirek atchle teoref ha'egla. What happens if the ziknei ha'ir prepared the egla arufa? They were about to go do what the Torah says you're supposed to do, va'arfu, etc., etc. And before they had an opportunity to follow through, they found out who actually killed this dead body. As a result, if there's no suffix who the hoireg is, so there's no point in moving forward with the egla rufa. So what do you do with the egel now? What do you do with this calf? Says the Mishnah Teitzei V'tira Be'eda. The halacha is that it's chulin. You can send it back to where it came from. There's no laws of Kedusha that need to be observed. If that's the case, what do you see from here? That the Egla Rufa doesn't get its Kedusha until you actually follow through. Until you Mekayim what the Torah says, Va'arfu. But up until that point, it doesn't have any Kedusha. Va'haraya, what would happen if Nimtza Hoyrix, now you don't need the Egla Rufa anymore. The halacha is you'd Teitzei and it would be chulin. So if somebody shechts the Egla Rufa, why should it be a if the Egla Rufa had some Kedusha, it was already considered an Egla Rufa even before the Va'arfu, before the Arifa, so that it makes sense that it's a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. But you see clearly from the Mishnah that the Egla Rufa does not get its status of Egla Rufa until you actually do the Arifa. If that's the case, if you did a Shechita, you didn't do the Arifa. So it's a Shechita Ru'uya. So if it's a shechita ru'uya, why would Rab Shimon use that as an example of where a shechita she'ena ru'uya does not trigger the halacha of oisei ves benoi? I'm Rab Shimon Malachish from Rab Yanai. So Rab Shimon Malachish said in the name Rab Yanai, and the names matter. Egla arufa in a Mishnah. You have to delete the word egla arufa from the Mishnah. Meaning in the Mishnah, Rab Shimon gave a whole list of examples of shechita she'ena ru'uya. Hashoichet v'nimtza treifa, hashoichet lavi dezora, hashoichet paras chatas v'shar niskol. Our Mishnah, the Gerus that we have, says ve'egla Rufa, said Rish Lakish, I heard from Rabbi Yana, you have to delete the word Egla Rufa, because it's true. If somebody shechts the Egla Rufa, it's not a shechita she'ena ru'uya. Again, why not? Because the Egla Rufa doesn't get its unique status until you do the Arifa. So if you shechted it, then by definition, you didn't do the Arifa. If you didn't do the Arifa, so clearly ain't a Mishnah. Could Rabbi Yana have said this? Again, Rish Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Yana. We have another memra, another piece of information in the name of Rabbi Yanai, in the sugya of Egla Arufa, which would seem to contradict what Rish Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Because Rabbi Yanai said, Gluv Shamati Bo, I heard that there's a gvul, there's a boundary, there's a line in the sand, so to speak, as it relates to the Egla Arufa, Vishachachti. I can't remember what that gvul is. Vinaz bin Chavra Yaloy, but then my Chavayim reminded me. The gvul was as follows, Yuridasal and Achaleis and Oisrasa, that when the Egla Arufa goes to the Nachaleson, at that point it becomes awesome. It gets the status of Egla Arufa. Up until the point, however, that it descends onto the Nachaleson, it doesn't have a din of Egla Arufa. But what do you see from Rav Yanai? You see from Rav Yanai that the Egla Rufa gets the status of Egla Rufa before the actual Arifa. As soon as it descends on the Nachal Eson, at that point it's the Egla Rufa. If that's the case, then what's the Kasha? So why would Rav Yanai have to say a tremendous Doichik and remove two words from a Mishnah and say Egla Rufa in a Mishnah Lechura? Rav Yanai could have answered the Kasha very simple, that when the Mishnah says Egla Rufa is a Shechita Sheinei Ruya, it's talking about after already was Benachal Eson. When the Mishnah says Nimtza Hoirik Achlei Teyarefa Eglo Teitzei V'tirav Eder, it's referring to before it went to the Nachal Eson. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amra Pinchas Breid Rav Ami Anan Mishmeid Rav Shimon Lachish Masinu. You're right. Rav Yanai couldn't have said it because Rav Yanai Lishitasoi would never have been bothered with the kasha. He would have had an easy answer. One is talking about before it went to Nachal Eson. Another is talking about after it went to Nachal Eson. Stating that the teretz was said, there was an amira that said Egla Rufa in a Mishnei. Who said it? Reish Lakish. Meaning we thought it was Reish Lakish the name of Rav Yanai. It's not Reish Lakish the name of Rav Yanai. That would have made sense. What it is Reish Lakish. But the Gemara says, is that true? Freak the Gemara. I'm Rav Ashi. Kevita be Rav Papi. When I was by Rav Papi, Kashalon, I had a Kasha. Mir Rishim Rav Lachish Haki. Rish Lachish had been the one that said Egla Rufa in a Mishnah to answer this Kasha from the Mishnah regarding Egla Rufa. Vayitmar Tzipoyrei Mitzoyre Me'imasai Nesarim. The Tzipoyrim that the Mitzoyre used to bring, they too were Aser Bahana. When did they become Aser Bahana? Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says Mishashchita. From the time they shechted the Tzipoyrim, that's when it became Aser Bahana. Rishim Rav Lachish Shama Mishas Lekicha. No, as soon as you take them, at that point, it already becomes from reading my time in the Rishon Ben Lakish, Gama Kicha Kicha Me Egla Rufa. This is the other Kicha Kicha. It says Kicha by the Egla Rufa. The Rashi says the pasuk is V'lach Chuzikne Ha'ira He Eglas Bacher. It says Kicha by the Tzipoyre Mitzayir V'lach Achle Mitayir Shnei Tzipoyre Chayes. And just like the Egla Rufa becomes Aser at the time that you take it, so too the Tzipoyre Mitzayra also become Aser at the time that you take it. What do you see? You see, Reish Lakish holds that the Egla Rufa becomes Aser before the Arifa. It becomes Aser already, Bishas Lekicha. If that's the case, then why did Reish Lakish say Egla Rufa in a Mishnah? That there's no way to make sense of Rav Shimon's Shita in the context of Egla Rufa, because if somebody shechts an Egla Rufa, it's not a Shechita Sheini Ruya. It's actually a Shechita Ruya. L'chayre Reish Lakish l'shitasai holds that the Egla Rufa becomes Aser Behana Mishas Lekicha. In fact, he holds that's the Makar that the Tzipoyre Mitzayra become Aser Behana Mishas Lekicha. Gomer Kicha Kicha me Egla Rufa. Elam Rab Chiya Barabba. Rab Chiya Barabba said, Amar Rab Yoichanan. I heard it really in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Egla Rufa in a Mishnah. The bottom line is, we started off with a Kasha. The Kasha was that the Mishnah gives several examples of Rabbi Shimon's halach of Shechita Sheini Ruya. One of the examples is an Egla Rufa. So if somebody shechts an Egla Rufa, according to Rabbi Shimon, Shechita Sheini Ruya lo yishma Shechita, thus there'd be no iser afterwards to shecht either its child or its parent because of the halach of Oysay Vezbenoy. The Gemara said, if somebody shechts an Egla Rufa, why is that a Shechita Sheini Ruya? There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nimtza ha-hoyreg atchat le-teyari for Egla teitze v'tir be'eder, that if you find the hoyreg before you had an opportunity to do the Arifa, then there's no problem. The Egla Arufa is considered chulin. If it's chulin, then if you shacht it, it should be a shechita ruya. So why is that example of shechita sheini ruya? And the Gemara said a teretz. The teretz is Egla Arufa eina mishnoi. Stating that, what emerged from the Gemara is that really that teretz is not muchach. There are other ways you can answer the kasha. For example, there's a Shitas Rav Yanai who says that it's true that the Egla Rufa is Teitzei V'tira, but only until the point that it gets to the Nachal Eson. Once it gets to the Nachal Eson, at that point, it is also Banos. So you could always say the Mishnah is referring to a case where somebody shechted the Egla Rufa once it came to Nachal Eson. At that point, it's going to be Yasser. Being that it's Yasser, it's a Shechita Sheini Ruya. Thus, it's a good example of Rav Shimon's halacha. That we have a Shechita Sheini Ruya. There's no halacha. Alternatively, the Gemara mentions Reish Lakish Hashita, who Reish Lakish says that Mishas Lekicha the Egla Rufa is Aser. In fact, that's the Makar that Tzipoyre Mitzayra are Aser ready Mishas Lekicha. If that's the case, it's not either going to be Shvar. You have to know how Reish Lakish understood the Mishnah of Nimtza Ahoyrek Achalei Teyarefa Egla Teitzei V'tira. But the bottom line is that although the Gemara's teretz was Egla Rufa Eina Mishnah, it was clear from the Cheshbon of the Gemara that there are other Terutzim as well. Additionally, another interesting thing that you see from this Gemara is that we had a half Amid Gemara trying to figure out who the Amora was that said Egla Rufa Eina Mishnah. Meaning nothing changed. The Gemara still likes that answer. The question is, who said it? First, the Gemara thought it was Rish Lakish and Rav Yanai. Then the Gemara said, can't be. So maybe Rish Lakish. That can't either be. So it was Rav Yechanan. So sometimes the Gemara will go back and forth and mucha, not so much to answer a question, but really to determine who's the author of the answer. And in this case, we knew the answer. Egla Rufa in a Mishnah. The Gemara never questioned the Teretz per se. The question was, who said it? Rav Yanai couldn't have said it. Rish Lakish couldn't have said it. The Gemara finally concluded, Elo Amar Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rab Yochanan, Egla Rufa in a Mishnah. Vait, Shnayim Shalakhu, if two people buy Parah Ubna on the same day. So a mother and a child were both sold on the same day. Now, they both cannot check the animals on the same day, because as we're going to see, the halacha of Eisav Ezmena is only true for one person. So if Reuven and Shimon both check the animals, they too cannot check Eisav Ezmena b'yay mechad. So here's the question. If Reuven bought a para and Shimon bought the eagle, bought the calf, the question is, who has a schus to shecht first? Because once somebody shechts, the other person is now going to have to wait until the next day to be able to shecht. It says in the Mishnah, Shayim Shalakhu Parub. No, it's a Shalakhach Rishon Yishchad Rishon. Whoever bought first, that's the person that gets to shecht first. If the person that bought second shechted first, it's okay. Zacha. Meaning it's not like he did anything wrong, but from a schus standpoint, Ezeh Shalakach Rishon, Yishchad Rishon. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, in the Dinatran, this halacha of Ezeh Shalakach Rishon, Yishchad Rishon is more a halacha of Chesh Mishpat. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is that in the event that they have a Din Torah, they both want to shecht first, and, you know, they're both a little bit afraid. I'm going to shecht, you're going to shecht. So they walk into Bezdin, you know, Shnayim Meichsim with these two animals, and they want to, there's a whole shayla over here of who should, right, in the Sakin. And the question is, who should be the one to shecht first? So there's a halacha that the way Bez will be machriya the shaylas, they'll say whoever bought it first, he's going to buy it first. But he could shecht first. But other than that, there's no other significance. It's just if there's a shayla. So the Gemara, Tana, Braisim, Kadam Hasheni, raises Zars and Iskar. So the Mishnah said him Kadam Hasheni Zacha. The Braisim elaborated on that. That the second person that does it, in fact, he's a Zaris and a Niskar. Zaris in the sense, Loy Avadi Surah, Miloshin Zrizos. It's a Madrega in Avodas Hashem. It's a good thing, because if you're a Zoriz, if you shecht first like this, you're not going to get involved in any questions of Oisev Ezbenoi. If you wait around a little bit, then the other person might shecht, and you might forget, and then you're going to shecht. You might be over this Isser of Oisev Ezbenoi, like Sishchatu B'yay Mechad. So the Bryce says it's actually a good thing to be the first one to shecht. Whoever shechts first is considered a Zoriz Veniskar. And obviously, he profited. Why? The Kachal Bistra, he gets to eat. Either way, it's up to Mishnah Vayter, a Lomdish Mishnah. Shachat Paro. If somebody shechts a Paro, Va'achakach Shneba Neha. So you had a Paro that had two children. You shechted the Paro, and then afterwards you shechted both of the children. The halacha is Saifik Shmainim. You don't get Malkus once, you get Malkus twice. We saw in the first Mishnah in the Perek that Oisev Ezbenoi is a classic example of a Loisase where you get Malkus, right? The Mishnah had all the different examples of 40 Malkus, 80 Malkus, Malkus for this, Malkus for that. What happened to Malkus for this, right? Either way, a lot of the Gemaras that we saw in the beginning of the parak dealt with Malkus. So clearly there's Malkus for Eisev Ezmenoi. In this case, you're going to get 80 Malkus. And the reason 80 is because each child is its own Isser of Eisev Ezmenoi. Thus, it's not Soifik Arboim, it's going to be Soifik Shmein. What happens if you did it in the reverse order? What if you shechted first the two children, and then you shechted the mother? So then the halach is Soifik Arboim. Then you're only going to get 40, because there's only one Isser over here. When you shechted the two children, you didn't do anything wrong. Now that you shechted the mother, although in theory, when you shecht the mother, it's relating to two children, but being that it's one act, and as we'll see in the Gemara, one hasra'ah, it's for that reason the halach is you don't get 40 malchus, you don't get 80 malchus, you only get 40 malchus. Shechto ve'ezbito ve'ezbasbito. What happens if somebody shechted the animal, then its daughter, and then its granddaughter? Three dairis. So then the halach is, ha'ifik shmainim. Here it's pashat you get 80 malchus. Why? Because there's two oisav espenois. Grandmother and daughter and grandchild. Each set is a set of Oisev Esbenoi. Each one begets its own Malk. Shacht of Esbasbito. What happens if somebody shachts the grandmother and the granddaughter? Va'achakach shachtabito. And then you shechted the daughter. So the halach is Slavik Zarbon. In this case, you only get to get 40 Malkias. Because even though by shechting the daughter, in theory, there's now two sets of Oisev Esbenoi. It's like in the previous case, but it's one Maisa. Again, as we'll see in the Gemara, one has surah, and as a result, one act, it's only going to be 40 malchus. Sumchus, oimim mishum rameir. Sumchus said in the name of his Rebbe Rameir, soifik shmoinim. No, it's not 40. In this case, it's going to be 80, and this is going to be the topic of the meat of today's daf. Pun intended. Either way, suck the Gemara. Amai. Oisai ves b'nai amur achman of alai b'nai v'oisai. So the Gemara makes a diak in the Mishnah, something that we've been taking for granted. And that is, the Mishnah said, shachat para v'achakach shnei b'nei soifik shmoin. So if you shach the para, then you shach the two children, 80 miles. If you shach the two children, then you shach the mother, 40. Seems straightforward, right? No. Because really what we're presupposing is that the order of mother-daughter does not matter as it relates to the halach of Oisev Esbenoi. It would happen afkamina, maybe in how many malchus you're going to get in the event that you shechted two children. But the order per se, I don't care. It doesn't matter if you shecht first the mother, then the child, or first the child and then the mother. At the end of the day, the order has zero relevance. For Eitah Gemara, why is that? Amai, Oisev Esbenoi Amar Achmana. Doesn't the Torah say, Shor Oisev, Oisai, that's the mother or father, according to Chananya. Ve'ez, who holds chashishim l'zerahav, ve'ez benai, and the offspring, lo'isa shchatu, b'yoyim echad. So, l'cher, maybe the order should matter. Zok to Gemara. Oisai, v'esmai, emar achman of leim nai v'oisai. So, l'isol kadai, tachtayin, l'un to the b'raisa, oisai, v'esmai, in li'el, oisai, v'esmai, oisai, v'esmai, imai minayin. How do you know if you do it in the reverse order, you're going to be chayim? Kishu oimar lo'isa shchatu, it says in the Torah, lo'isa shchatu. Harei kan shnayim. It sounds like you shechted an animal, and now lo'isa shchatu. There's two independent isurim that you could do with this one animal. Okay, so how does that make sense? Echad ha-shoyka des ha-par. Somebody shechted a par. Now, ve'echad ha-shoyka des ima. Somebody shechts the par's mother. Or ve'echad ha-shoyka des mina. Somebody shechts the par's child. Shnayim achreinim chayav, and they're both going to be chayav. The Torah says, lois ishchatu, referring to the aveira. That you have a par that's shachut. Now, lois ishchatu. Lashon rabim. As if to say, there's two animals you could shech that would make an aveira. We don't mean two children. Torah doesn't have to say that. So what it probably means is a child and a parent. The point is, you see clearly that it doesn't matter if you shecht first the child and then the parent, or first the parent and then the child. The halacha is, you're going to have the halacha of Oisai the Esbenai. Frank the Gemara, how could you learn that from the word Lois Shchatu? I mean, don't you need that to... The only way you can make a drasha is there's something extra in the pasuk. What's extra in the pasuk? That's the pasuk. That's what's coming to. That's the basic halacha. Says the Gemara, no. The point is the lashon rabbim. The Torah could have said lois ishchait. My lois ishchat to the lashon rabbim. That's coming to teach me that it doesn't matter. That order is lavdafka. If it's benoy ve'oisi, also going to be chait. Maybe I need lashon rabbim to tell me that you don't need the same person. Person to shecht Oisev Esbenoi, like we said earlier, that even if one person shechts the mother and the other one shechts the child, there too you're going to be chayiv. And that I know from the fact that the Torah says leis hashchatu. Two people together can commit the yisur. One person shechted this animal, the other person shechted that animal. Tzizamin, they're going to be over. How would I know that? I only know that because it says a lashon rab. So how do I know that the lashon rab leis hashchatu is coming to tell me that it doesn't matter if it's Oisev Esbenoi or it's benoy v'oisai? Don't I need leis hashchatu to tell me that two people together, you don't need the same person to shecht Oisai and Benoi, but once somebody shecht Oisai, the other person will be chayv, even if he only shechted Benoi. Says the Gemara, I hear, but if that's the case, it should have said lo yishachatu. It could have said it with a yud, my lo yishachatu, with a saf. In the world of diktuk, that seems to be a compelling argument. Thus, shema mina tarti, you see from here, both halachas. Number one, you see from Lois Ishchatu, Lashin Rabim, the halacha that two people together could be over. So you don't need the same person to shecht Oisai Ves Benoi in order for him to violate this Isser. But if one person shechts Oisai, the other person shechts Benoi, that's enough to have the halacha of Oisai Ves Benoi. Additionally, what you see from the halacha, from the Lashin Rabim of Lois Ishchatu, is the idea that there's two animals for which you can be over Oisev Esbenoi once you shecht an animal. What's the two animals? mother and child, what you see then from there is that the Seder of Oisei Vez Benoi, although that's the way it's written in the Torah, is Lavdafka, but if it would be Benoi Va'Oisei, you would have the same exact halacha exhale. So either way, before we go weiter, a little bit of a hakdam. So the Mishnah discussed different examples of where if somebody's over Oisei Vez Benoi, he's going to be Seifer Garboi. Examples where if somebody is over Oisei Vez Benoi, he's going to be Seifer Shmoinen. And then we had a case where there's a machloikis sumchas on the chachamim, whether you're going to be soifik arbaim or you're going to be soifik shmoinim. So again, what was the mission? Shachat paru v'achak achshnei banel. If somebody shechted a par and then afterwards shechts both of its children or two of its children, soifik shmoinim. Because each child is a separate iser, thus you're going to get malchus for this oisei v'esbenoi, you're going to get malchus for that oisei v'esbenoi. Shachat shnei banel v'achak shachta. If first you shechted the children, then you shechted the mother, soifik is arba. Because shechting the mother was the iser, that's one act. As a result, you can only get an abot. Shachta the ezbita v'ezbasbita. If you shecht grandmother, child, and grandchild, there it's pashit soifik shmoinim, because it's two separate isurim. Grandmother and child is one iser. Child and grandchild is another iser. Shachta v'ezbasbita v'achach shachta bita. If you shechted the grandmother and then the grandchild and then afterwards the child, so when you shechted the child, technically it triggered two independent oisei v'ezbenois. It triggered an oisei v'ezbenoi for grandmother and child. It triggered a oisei v'ezbenoi for the child and the grandchild. Thus, here it's a little trickier. We have a machloikis. Sumchis says, Mishum Rameir, Soifik Shmoinim. The Chachamim said, Soifik Asarbab. So really, in order to go through this next Gemara, we have to be a little bit familiar with some basic halachas as it relates to the laws of Malkus, and as we'll see, as it relates to the laws of Karbonos Chatos as well. So first, Karbon Chatos. We know if somebody does an aver b'shoigig, she's doinoi karis, he has to bring a karbon chatas. So sometimes if you do an aver b'shoigig, being that you did it unknowingly, you did a b'shoigig, you don't need a kapara, there's nothing to do. Stating that, there are times in the Torah where the Torah says if you do something b'shoigig, you need a kapara. Somebody kills somebody b'shoigig, he has to go to Golos. That's the first mission of Masechtas Makis. If somebody does an aver b'shoigig, she's doinoi karis, he eats chelev b'shoigig, he eats dam b'shoigig. The halacha is that you now have to bring a karbon chatas. What happens if somebody does many aveiros b'shoigig? How many chatos would you have to bring? So, based on the amount of aveiros that you did, that's how many chatos you would have to bring. So if somebody eats chelev b'shoigig, then he eats dam b'shoigig, then he's mechal shabbos b'shoigig, you'd have to bring three chatos. Each aveira is an independent aveira. Each one is mechayev. It's all karbon chatos. What happens if somebody does the same aveira multiple times b'shoigig? How many chatos would you have to bring then? So there it depends on how many halomos there are. In other words, if somebody would eat chelev b'shoigig, and why was the shgaga? He didn't realize that what he was eating was chelev, and he ate more chelev, and then he ate more chelev, and then he ate more chelev, even though technically for every kezayis chelev, there should be a chiyuv to bring a karbon chatas. But being that this was all done with one halama, with one mistake, so to speak, so it's for that reason the halama tells me how many chatas you have to bring. So if it was helem echad, it was one halama, it was one oops, so then the halacha is you're only going to bring one karbon chatas. If, however, the same person who was eating chaylev, he ate a kezayis chaylev, and then somebody said, Rabid, you're eating chaylev, he says, oh, it's terrible. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, at Nachamul Fagasin, and he ate chaylev again. And then it happened again and again. So if there were several halamais, the halamais are mechalik, they divide the chatois, and they're mechayev an individual chatas for every single halom. So if you do different aveiros, it doesn't matter how many halomis you have, every aveiro begets its own karbon chatas. If, however, you did the same aveiro over and over and over again, then the halach is, depending on how many halomis there are, that will determine how many karbonos chatas you're going to have to bring. So if you do the same aveiro over and over and over again, the helam echad, being that it was only one helam, you're going to bring one chatas. If you did it b'shtei halomis, you're going to bring two. If you did it b'shalosh halomis, then you're going to have to bring three. Stating that, there's one exception to the rule. And this exception is brought down in the Rambam and Hilchos Shgagos Perikei Halacha Gimel, and it's based on a Gemara in Masechtas Krisos. The Rambam says, Haba al arayis harbe. If somebody's ba an arayis harbe, several arayis achayvi krisos, behelem echad, even if he did it behelem echad, afal pisha kulam yishem echad. Even if all the arayis were the same erva over and over and over again, and it was behelem echad. So based on the criteria, the rules and regulations of the Karban Chatas, this person should only have to bring one Karban Chatas. Hayu v'hein gufin muchlokin, being that each erva is a separate person, we're dealing with different women, different human beings, thus chayiv al kol achas v'achas. He's going to be chayiv for each individual one. And the Rambam explains, ketzad, ha'ri shabal chamish nashav nidois, if somebody had five wives and they were all nidois, and he was boil all five, the Helam Echad. Oish Shabal Chomish Achi Yosef, Oish Chomish Benoisov, the Helam Echad, says the Rambam Chayiv al Kol Guf V'Guf. In that case, you're going to be Chayiv for each individual Guf. In other words, although we said that if somebody does the same Avera, B'Shoigik, over and over and over again, the Helam Echad, he's only going to be Chayiv one, there's one very important exception to that rule. And that is, if this Gufais Muchlokin, if the Averas that were done, although it's the same Avera, we're done with a different guf. And we're going to see in the sugya how you define guf. But if it was different guf, and in the broadest understanding of it, different people. So, chamish nidos, five individual women. So the halach is, being that each woman is a separate guf, thus the halach is, even though it's the same Avera, it's the same nidah, and it was the same halach, it doesn't matter, still that's going to be mechayev, an individual chattas. That's as it relates to the halach of chattas. As it relates to malchus, the halach is very, very similar. So when does somebody get malchus? Somebody does an avera, a loisase, with few exceptions, the halach is he gets malchus. So if it's a lav shein b'maisa, there's no malchus. If it's a lav shein b'klase, there's no malchus. If it's a lav shein itin lazaras misas bez, then there's no malchus. There's other exceptions as well. But in most instances, if somebody's over any one of the loisaseis mentioned in the Torah, the halach is he's going to be chayav malchus. What happens if somebody does two different averas? Somebody eats nevela, and then he eats chazer, and then he wears shatnez. So these are all lavin, sheyesh bahen, maisa, they're not nitik la'ese, they're not eating lazarus, mrs. bezin, there's all malchus. You're going to get malchus of each one. So you're going to be soifig, arbon for this, arbon for that, and arbon for the third avera that you did. What if somebody does the same avera over and over and over again? So how many malchios are you going to get there? So there the halacha is, it depends on the amount of hasrois that there were. So as it relates to the chatos, it depends on the amount of halamois. That's what's mechalik, the sets of malchus, of chatois. When it comes to malchus, what it matters is how many hasrois were there. In other words, in order for a person to be chayiv malchus, he has to be warned first. He has to be told by two edim that what you're about to do is aser, and you should know that if you do this, we have the right to drag you into Bezdin. Bezdin can prosecute you, and at the end of the day, you're going to get 39 lashes. That's something that these two people would have to tell the Baal Avera in order for him to get malchus. If there's no hasra, there is no malchus. Says the Mishnah in Masechtas Nazir, and it's also in Masechtas Makis, and the Rambam brings in Hilchos Naziris, Perikei Halacha Yud, that if somebody does an Avera, Sheyesh by Malchus, and he does it over and over and over again, how many Malchus is he going to get? It depends on the amount of Asra. It's up to Rambam. Nazir, Sheyesh, Yayin, Kol Hayom. A Nazir was drinking wine the whole day. A Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. If he drinks a Revius Yayin, he gets Malchus. Afal Pishu Chayv L'Shamayim, says the Rambam, Kol Revius Revius. Even though for every Revius, he's going to be Chayv B'dinei Shamayim, Einoi Loik. He gets one malchus for the wine that he's drinking. If, however, there were these two people standing there, and every time he was about to drink revius, they warned him again. They told him, and he continues drinking. There, the halach is chayiv al kol achas v'achas. He's going to be chayiv for each individual one. So, what's mechalik when it comes to malchus? Not halama. He's doing it b'mezid. Halama means you didn't know. What's mechalik is the amount of asteroids. So if you do the same avera over and over again with one asteroid, you're going to get one malchus. Two asteroids, you're going to get two malchus. Three asteroids, you're going to get three malchus. As long as there are asteroids, that is what's mechayev, the amount of malchus that you're going to get. Although the Rambam doesn't bring this here in Hilchos Naziris, but the same thing is going to be true with regards to malchus, as we spoke out with regards to chatois, and that is that in the event that somebody did the same avera over and over, Basra achas, but the avera involved gufin muchlokin, just like as it relates to chatas, the gufin on mechalik, and it says for each guf, even the halamechal, you have to bring the special chatas. The same is going to be true as it relates to malchus as well. What's the example of that? We'll see that in the Gemara. But the bottom line is, again, just to summarize the hakdama, and that is that the halach is if somebody does an avera, she's doing a karas b'shoigi, he has to bring a kar mechatas. If you do five averas, different averas, you have to bring five chatas. What if you do the same avera five times? So it depends on how many halamos there were. If there were five halamos, you're going to bring five chatas. If it was behelem echad, you're only going to bring one chatas. Two halamos, you're going to bring two chatas. Stating that, there is an exception to the rule, and that is gufen muchlak. The Rambam brings a parakeh halacha given with hilchos shgagos that if each aveira, although it's the same aveira, it's the same pasuk in the Torah, and it was the same halacha, but involved different people, gufin muchlakim, each guf would be mechayev its own chatas. So the halama is a mechayev chatas, and the gufin a mechayev chatas. Same is true with regards to malchus. If somebody does many aveiras that are subject to the punishment of Malkus, you're going to get Malkus for each Avera that you did. If you do the same Avera over and over and over again, it depends on the Hasrois. One Hasra, it's going to be one Malkus. Several Hasrois will be several Malkios. The amount of Hasrois will dictate the amount of Malkus that you're going to get. Additionally, if the Averas were done begufin, muchlakin, so then, even if it's the same aver, same passing in the Torah, and it was only chada hasra, but the gufin will be mechalik, the malchus, and we'll say for each guf with which you did an avera, there's going to be a separate malchus. Again, it's a long-winded hakdama, but these are important yisoidis, both in the laws of chatas, in the laws of malchus, and very pertinent to the daf that we're about to learn. Either way, the half a daf. Sok the Gemara. Omale Abaye Rav Yosef. Abaye asked Rav Yosef. My time of the Sumchis. What's pshat in Sumchis? So Sumchis said on daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph that if you shecht the grandmother, the grandchild, and then afterwards you shecht the child of the grandmother and the mother of the child, right? The middle dar. So the halach is yisayfik shmoinim. The Chachamim said, Yosefik Abam. Sumchis said that Yosefik Shmoinim. Now, one thing that we need to accept, Rashi says it in the Mishnah, and it's going to be clear in the entire sugya, Hacha b'maya skinu, where there was one Hasra. So there was one Hasra. The person was warned before he shechted that middle generation that that if you shecht this, there's going to be Yosef Esbenoi Leisa Shechat to be a Mechad. There was one Hasra that I want you to know, you're not allowed to shecht this animal. Because if you shecht it, you're going to be Yosef Esbenoi. The Chachamim said 40, Sumcha said 80. In light of the Hakdama that we have, the Chachamim make a lot of sense. Why? If there was one Hasra, then one Malkus. You could do an Avera over and over and over again. It could be 50 Maises. It doesn't matter. One Hasra is always going to be one Malkus. But if it's Chada Hasra, let's accept that as fact. So if there was only one Hasra, my time with the Sumchis. So Abaye said, I have two Tzadim. Had to understand Sumchis. Is Pshad and Sumchis, Kosovar Sumchis, Och Ashnei Zeisi Chelov, Behelem Echad, Chai B'Shtei Chatois. The Sumchis hold that this whole idea of Hasra is being Mechalik when it comes to Malkus. And the counterpart, as it relates to Chatois, that Halama is on Mechalik when it comes to Chatois, is he not masking to that whole thing? Meaning he doesn't hold it at. He holds that if somebody would eat two Zeisei Chela B'Helam Echad, even though it's one Halama, and it's one Guf, it's two Kizaisen of the same animal, you'd only be Chayiv one. And this, you'd be Chayiv two. And the same would be true with regards to Malkus. He doesn't hold that Asra is on Mechalik. And if that's the case, B'dinu D'Lashmi'inam B'Alma. Really, Sumchis' Halacha could be anywhere in Shas. Anyway, we're discussing Malkus and Chatois, this Sumchus should be a Mesachtes Krisus, it should be a Mesachtes Nazar regarding the Nazar drinking wine, it should be a Mesachtes Makis, and then the Makis where the Gemara talks about these things. So anyway, you have anything about Chatois and Malkus, we should always bring the Sumchus. So why is Sumchus tucked away here, Mesachtes Chulin, Daf Pei Beis, says the Gemara, V'ayda Kamash Malam Baha, and the reason it's mentioned over here is Lady Acha Koich in the Rabbanon, they tell me Yechidish in the Rabbanon, Afagav the Gufa Mukhlok in Patri Rabbanon, because in our case, Taina Abaya, maybe it's not a classic example of doing an Avera again and again with one Hasra. Because there's an element, says Abaye, of Gufin Mukhlakim. Why is an element of Gufin Mukhlakim? It was one Maisa. I shechted one animal. So there's a major lumdus in this Gemara. The lumdus is because although I'm shechting one animal, what's the Isser? That means both animals play a role in the Isser of Oysev Esbenoi. You're not allowed to shecht the mother and the child. You're not allowed to shecht the child and the mother. What's the Isser? The Isser is shechting the second one, right? When you shecht the first one, you do anything wrong. But when you shecht the second one, the Isser is Oysev Esbenoi, Leisishchatu B'yamechad. The Isser is not shechting Benoi. This is not shechting Oysev. Read the words in the Torah. Oysev Esbenoi, Leisishchatu B'yamechad. That means the mother and the child both play a role in the Isser. So if you shecht the mother behet, then you shecht the child be'Isser, even though the Isser is being done only in the child, but in theory, Oysev, the mother, plays a role in the Isser as well. If that's the case, maybe you have Gufa Mechlakim over here. Because I have the mother and the child, and then I have the child and the grandchild. So they're two separate gufim. What do you mean? I did the Avera with the middle dar, which is, it was one Maisa with one Hasra. Yeah, but the way the Isser plays itself out is Oysev Esbenoi. It's a different Oysev. Exactly, and it's a different Oysev Esbenoi. And being that it's a different Oysev Esbenoi, so maybe the way you look at it is as gufim muchlakin. So there would have been a hamamina to think that maybe in this case, everybody should hold you'd be chayiv tu chatois. Or two Malkias. Why would everybody only be chayv two Malkias, even the Rabbanon? Because what we said, when there's Gufa Mukhlakim, just like the Rambam says, Haboil Chomish Noshav Nidais, Behelim Echad, Chayev Alkol, Nida Venida. So here too, the same thing. Maybe we look at it as Gufa Mukhlak. If you want to know why Sumchas is tucked away here in Masechta Schulin, there's a special Chiddush in Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon hold 40, even in this case, even though there would have been Havim Nidah to think that it's Gufa Mukhlakim, it's not Gufa Mukhlakim. But as it relates to Sumchas, Abaya said, maybe Abaya would. Maybe Sumchas completely disagrees with this premise that we accept universally throughout Shas that Hasrois are what's mechalik with regards to Malkus, and Halomois are what's mechalik with regards to Chatois. No, you do what Halomois and Hasrois. Sumchas holds you like a Shmain because there's two Averis over here. There's this Oisav and that. Either was one Hasro. Who cares? He doesn't care about that. If that's the case, maybe mention Sumchas somewhere else in Shas. You could have. It would have made sense. But there's a chiddush in the Rabbanon. We're going to say a chiddush in Sumchas, we're going to say a chiddush in the Rabbanon. We're going to say a chiddush in the Rabbanon. And it's a much bigger chiddush that the Rabbanon hold over here, like Arbayim. Because here there would have been a Havim, it's Gufa Mechlakim. And we know from the Rabbah, Perikei, Halacha Gimel, Hilchos Shkagas, that Gufa Mechlakim is Mechalik with regards to Chatois and with regards to Malkis. Thus, there's a special chiddush in the Rabbanon. Oh, you almost said Abayim, maybe not. Maybe we're getting too excited. Maybe because of a Sumchas. Of course, Sumchas agrees with the concept of Halomois as it relates to Chatos. He agrees with the concept of Malkus and Hasrois as it relates to Malkus, stating that, so what's Pshat and Sumchas in our Mishnah? Because of that svar of Gufa Mechlakim. Meaning, why did Sumchas say in our Mishnah like Ishmael? Is it because he disagrees with this whole concept of Hasrois and Halomois? You do an Avera five times, you're going to get five Malkis. It doesn't matter if it's the same Pasik, it doesn't matter if it's one Has. I don't care about Halomois and Hasrois. At the end of the day, you do an Avera, you get Malkis. It's very strange. Straightforward. I don't know. Maybe Sumchas only said his halacha over here because there's a svara of Gufa Mechlakim. He holds up all the Rambams. He holds up the Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Aleph in Shkagas, and the Rambam Perek Halacha Gimel in Shkagas, and he holds up the Rambam Perek Halacha Yud in Naziris. All that Akdama that we spoke at, Sumchas agrees with that whole Akdama. Everybody agrees with it. Why would you think Sumchas doesn't agree with it? I don't know, Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it's unique. Because in our Mishnah, there's an element of Gufa Mechlakim. So this was the question that Abaya posed to Rav Yosef. Amaleh. So Rav Yosef told Abaya, in. Yeah. What, yeah? Kasovar, ochel, shnei, zeis, echelev. Behele mechad, chayiv, shtei, chatois. The side of Sumchas is not a super duper lumbus and oisiv as benoi that we look at it as Gufa Mechlakim. No. It's not Gufa Mechlakim. The side of Sumchas Shit is he doesn't need Gufa Mechlakim. He doesn't need Hasrois to be Mechalik. He doesn't need Halomis to be Mechalik when it comes to a Chatos. Sumchas holds, you do three Averois, you're going to be Chayiv, three Chatos. It doesn't matter if it's the same Avera, it doesn't matter if there was one Hasra. It's irrelevant, Azoy held Sumchas. Question is, Mimai, how do you know that? I mean, Mechatesi, how did Rav Yosef have the plates to say such a Chiddush? And again, just to appreciate this, throughout Shas, the way we look at Malkus, if you do the same Aveira over and over and over again, is dependent on how many Asrois there are. The way you look at a Chatos, it's always the amount of Halomois. If we're going to take away from this Mishnah Masechta Schulin that there's a Shita Sumchas that holds not that way, this is a major Shita that has ramifications throughout Shas. Rav Yosef seemed to have just said with a bit of Pashtus, yeah, for sure, that's what Sumchas holds. That's a very big Kiddush. Says the Gemara, Mimai, how do you know that? So from here until the Mishnah and Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, we're going to try to find the Makar that Sumchas holds this way. Now, what's interesting is we're not going to have any information about Sumchas. Not that much Sumchas in Shas. I mean, there's a few very famous ones. Mavan Amot B'Safik, Chalkim Leish Shvu, etc. But the point is, we're not going to have any Sumchases. What we're going to have is the Gemara is going to try to find a Tana. Is there a Braisa, Tisefta, Mishnah? Is there any inkling anywhere in Shas that there may be a Manda Amma somewhere that holds that there's no halach of halomois and hasrois and gufin as it relates to the amount of chatois and malchus? If that's the case, then Rabbi Yosef would make a lot of sense in how he knew that it's Sumchas. Because if there's such a Tana, who is that Tana? Oh, it's probably Sumchas, and probably that it's because Sumchas held that there's no svar of Gufa Mechlakim when it comes to Eisav Ezbenoi, but rather Sumchas doesn't hold of the whole halacha of Asroes and Malkias. Either way, Zakti Gemara, Miditnan. So Rav Yosef said, I'll tell you how I know this. It's a Mishnah. Actually, it's a Braisa. Hazirei Kalayim, Kalayim. Like if somebody plants Kalayim, he gets Malkias. Look at my like. What does it mean? Doesn't mean if somebody plants Kalayim, he gets Malkias. Pshita. I need a braiser to tell me if you plant kalayim, you get malchus. Says in the Torah, you're not allowed to plant kalayim, and if you plant it, it's a lav sheish by mice. Of course, you're going to get malchus. But oh, my kalayim, kalayim. What's this double lashon? If somebody plants kalayim, kalayim. Kalayim, kalayim? Kalayim. Ella zok tigamar pshita, beis b'malchus. What it must mean is, if someone plants kalayim, kalayim, it doesn't get malchus once, it gets malchus twice. That's why it said kalayim, kalayim. And that's the chiddush. There's a chiddush over here. You get two. So tomorrow, b'mayaski. Ilem b'zeachaze. Oh, we talking about with somebody planted kalayim, and then b'zeachaze he planted kalayim again. Ubishtei asrois. We need. Let's focus on the asrois. And he did it with two asrois. Tonino. That's a mefurish mishnah. I don't need this brisa to tell me something. That's already mefurish mishnah. Nozer shoyish yain kalayim. And echay vel achas. This is the halacha that the Rambam brings that we spoke at earlier in Parakei Halacha Yudan Ilchas Azirs. If another was drinking wine the whole day, he only gets one malchus. Amrulei they told him atishta v'shoyis atishta v'shoyis. But if there were multiple asteroids, the halacha is chayva kol achas v'achas. He's going to have to get malchus for each revius that he drank. So we know already that if you do an avera again and again with several asteroids, you get malchus for each asteroids. Again, what's the point in that brisa? Ela pshit b'vas achas. It's poshut, says the Gemara. It's poshut. That brisa is talking about, we was a rare kalayim kalayim. But you did it b'vas achas with your right hand and your left hand, right? You did it, but whatever. You did it b'vas achas. U'basro achas. Let's focus on that. And you did it b'asro achas. That's the point. And still we're saying that even though it was b'asro achas, you're going to get malchus twice. Hasro achas, you get malchus twice. Who holds up such a chiddush? Man, ilay mirabban of the pligal edusum, because is it the rabban of the mishnah chulin by yos hashkem? Man, hasn't the gufa muchlokim v'atri rabbanon? Madachan our mishnah by yos aves menoy. Where there's an element of gufa muchlokim, still the rabbanon hold. You only like arbaim, hacha like kolshkin, and certainly over here you should only get arbaim. Elulav subchasi, it must be subchas. He's the only tan in shas where you have maybe I have a mina, but menoy shall have a mina. It's also a pun that it's possible that there's such a mandama that holds that with with one asra, you can be like it twice. Something more loy lam rabbanon. Really, I'll tell you that brisa with regards to kalayim's going according to the rabbanon. If that's the case, what's the chiddush? Hazireya kalayim kalayim loika. Why would you think not that way? There's a chiddush to ikatrei gavni kalayim. It's a kalayim to gechiddush. That there's two ways it can be over kalayim. Lafukit Rav Yoshia. Who holds not that way? Rav Yoshia. Dam Rav Yoshia. Achi Yisrael chita v'sa'ir v'chartzin ma'apelos yad. According to Rav Yoshia, if somebody would plant chita and chartzin, chartzin is like a type of grapes. If you plant chita with a grape and then sa'ir with a grape, the halacha is you'd only be chayiv once. Because he holds, you need two minim. Plus the grape, with this dealing with kilei akerem, where you planted a regular min with in a vineyard. So if it was chartzin and chita and sa'ira, all three together you're going to be chayiv. But if it was chartzin and chita or chartzin and sa'ira, in that case, you're only going to be chayiv one. The chiddush of azirea, kalayim, kalayim, is like that event that there were two asteroids, not one asteroid, there were two asteroids, but you planted chita and chartzin, sa'ira and chartzin. According to Rav Yoshia, you only chayiv one, because chita, sa'ira, and chartzin together is what makes up the unit of kilei akerem. That's the kazayas nevela, so to speak. So of course you're only going to be chayiv one. Kamash one v'chachonim, then you're going to be chayiv two. But the chiddush is not related to the hasrois. That already I know from the nazar, and we're not going according to sumchas. Maybe there is no such sumchas. Don't prove anything from this brisa with regards to kalayim as it relates to our shita sumchas. So strike one. Toshma ochal mizek hizayis umizek hizayis soifek shmoinim. So this is an excerpt of a mishnah in Perikid Anosha. And Daf Tzadik Vavam and Aleph, it discusses the halachos of Gid Anasha. So we're loosely familiar with the Gid Anasha. Bezrat Hashem will be very familiar with the Gid Anasha very soon. But either way, whole Perikid Anasha coming up. But the Gid Anasha is a gid in the animal that's asav achil. And there's machlekes Rabbi the Chacham. The Chachamim say the right Gid Hanasha of the animal and the left Gid Anasha of the animal are both asav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that only one of the gidin are asav. So if you just said if you eat both gidim, you only get 40 malchus. You don't get 80. Why? You ate this kid and you ate that kid. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's only one of the gidim that are us. And the Gemara had a suffix, my time at the Rabbi Yehuda. Is Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda was misupik which one of the gidim are us or not us? He didn't know which one it was. He knew it was one of the two. He didn't know which. Thus, Rabbi Yehuda held that if you eat both, because Rabbi Yehuda's lashon in the Mishnah is if you eat both gidim, you're going to get 40. What's the Pshat? Pshat Rabbi Yehuda's. Obviously, he holds only one of the Gidim are Aser. But is it a suffix to Rabbi Yehuda which one of the Gidim are Aser? Thus, if you eat both, you for sure ate one you're going to be Oiver. Or is time with Rabbi Yehuda, he knew which one is Aser. The one that's Aser is the right Gid. The Gemara is a Sfar, why it should be the right one more than the left one. But the bottom line is that Pshat Rabbi Yehuda is not that it's a Safik. Pshat Rabbi Yehuda is he knows which one. For some reason, he said as Halacha that if you eat both, you're going to get one because only one of them is Aser. Meaning, really, if you eat one, as long as you eat the right one, you're going to be Chayav Arbam as well. But that's already a detailed discussion in the Gemara later in Perek Yud Hanasha. For now, what we need is the Havamina of the Gemara, or one of the Tzadim in the Gemara. The one of the Tzadim, Rabbi Yehuda said that you eat both Gidim, you get Arbam. It's because Rabbi Yehuda was spooky Mesafkele. He wasn't sure if it's the right Gid or the left Gid. Thus, if you eat both, for sure you're eating one of them, you're going to be like Arbam. That's the wrong tzad, l'maskana sa gemara, but it's the tzad that we need for this sugya. So says the gemara, acha mizek kizayis, umizek kizayis, soifik shmoinim, that's the chachamim, because each kid is aser, kizayis from this, kizayis from this, thus you're going to be shleika. Rabbi Yehuda, oimene, soifik element. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're only going to get 40 mouths. Sveik the gemara, heichidam, ilim, b'zeh hachazeh, b'shtei hasrois, are we talking about where you ate the two gidim b'zeh hachazeh, and there were two hasrois, which would explain the Chachamim. That's why you get Shmoyne. My time with the Rabbi Yehuda, but the Gemara says, there's no way to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Hasra Safik, because it comes out, it's Hasra Safik. Vishamidu later, Rabbi Yehuda, Dom Hasra Safik, Loish Masra. So the Shail of Hasra Safik, Shmei Hasra, Loish Mei Hasra, it's a Suyim Sachas Makis, it's a big Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But the point of the Machloikis, Hasra Safik, the Shaila is, if somebody sees someone doing an act, it's not clear right now, this second, if he's doing an Avera. Could he give him Hasra? Mandama that holds Asra, Safik, Loish Me Asra says that the only time you can give Asra, and it would be a valid Asra, is if the person doing the act is for sure doing an Avera. But if he's not for sure doing an Avera, then you can't, the Asra is not a valid Asra. In this case, we're, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on the Tzad, the Rabbi Yehuda is not sure which Gid is the one that's Asr. If he ate the right Gid, then the left Gid, Bezeh HaChazeh, there's no way, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should even get Malkus Arbaim. Why? Because each Gid is a Safik. When he ate the first kid, you warned him. He said, don't do what you're about to do. You're doing an aver. How do you know? I'm eating the right one. Maybe this is the left one. Then he ate the left one and he got asra again. He said, don't eat what you're about to eat. He said, how do you know? You know for sure it's aser? I'm eating the left one. Maybe it's the right one. Right? So says the Gemara, it can't be b'zeh hachazeh. Because if it was b'zeh hachazeh, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai, who holds asra, safik l'shmei asra, could not hold in the Mishnah that you're going to get arba. How do you know if Yehuda holds asra, safik l'shmei asra? The Tanya, another price. The context of this was somebody hit a man. And he wasn't sure if the man is his father. So there were two men. One of them are his father, and he hits both of them. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if he did it, b'zeh achar zeh, or kilel ezeh b'chaz v'kilel ezeh, oishik eshnei b'vas achas, oishik eshnei b'vas achas chayiv. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'vas achas chayiv. Yeah, if you do it all b'vas achas, you're going to be chayiv. But b'zeh achar zeh pater. Why? Because it's always going to be asra safik. Misas bez denos requires asra. So you're going to hit this man. Person say, don't hit him, he's your father. Maybe he's not my father. Then you hit the next person. Again, it's the same thing. So you see Rabbi Yehuda holds asra safik loish me asra. So how could Rabbi Yehuda hold that if you eat gid and then you eat the next gid, that you're going to be chayiv? Even arbaim, each act is an act of safik. Thus, there's no way to give asra. Because asra safik loish me asra. That is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. Ela pshita, says the Gemara. It's pashit. It's Pashit, Bevas Achas, that the mission over there in Daf Tzadik Vavam, and I was discussing with the two Gitim, we eat the Bevas Achas, Ube Asra Achas, and they were eating Asra Achas. Okay, we need Asra Achas, who's eating with one Asra, Uman Tanakama, who then is the Tanakama that holds that if you do both Averos, eat both Gidin, Basra Achas, you're going to be like a Shmoin. Is it the Rabban of our Mishnah here in that Pei Bezam and Aleph who argue with Sumchis, who hold that if you shech the grandmother, then you shech the granddaughter, then you shech that middle, the halacha is, you're only going to get 40. Hashtag, ma, hasn't the goof of Mechlachim, Batri, ma, the where it's goof of Mechlachim, you potter. Hacha, like Kolshkin, here certainly. Why? What's the Kolshkin here? Here it's not goof of Mechlachim. It's the right gid and the left gid of the same exact animal. So over here, there's no goof of Mechlachim. So certainly you should only get Arbam. Elalav Sumchis, oh, must be Sumchis again. You see that there is such a shita. If there is such a shita, it must be that Sumchis and our Mishnah holds that there's no such thing as Hasroi is being Mechalik and Alom is being Mechalik. And that's how Rav Yosef knew that that was the real pshat in Sumchis. But the one says, Loi b'zeh hachazeh. Maybe I'll tell you that the Mishnah over there is talking about where it happened b'zeh hachazeh. V'rabon. And if that's the case, the Tanakhama over there, it's Pashit. If you eat one gid and then you eat another gid, if it was done b'zeh hachazeh, if it was done b'shtei hasrois, it's Pashit that you're going to be like a Shmoinim. What was the problem with saying that it was b'zeh hachazeh? How do you understand Rabbi Yehuda? If it was b'zeh hachazeh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you shouldn't be like Arban, you shouldn't be like anything, because each gid is Hasra Safik. I Tana Safik, Yiduch Tana Rabbi Yehuda. No, there is another opinion in what Rabbi Yehuda held as it relates to Hasra Safik. Meaning, we said, for a davar pashut that Rabbi Yehuda holds hasra safek lo shmei hasra. Not everybody agrees. There was a debate in what Rabbi Yehuda held as it relates to hasra safek. Says the Gemara, "Ksodav alach yedich tan Rabbi Yehuda nama hasra safek shma hasra." Tanya learned to the brayso, a well-known brayso, lo yisay siru mimenu ad boiker. There's a lav of noiser. Va noiser mimenu ad boiker beish disrife. What do you do with noiser? You burn it. Says Rabbi Yehuda, ba kosov litin esach lo yisase lo mishen like an old Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know why the Torah mentioned asay? To make the lav of noiser a lav shenitik lasay, and it's for that reason there's no malchus on the lav of noiser. Because lav shenitik lasay, Rabbi Yaakov Oymer, Leimen Hashem, you don't have to come on to the essay to establish the reason that there's no malchus for the lav of noiser. Why? Ela mishum dahavali lav she'im by maisa, v'cha lav she'im maisa in loikos. There's anyways lav she'im by maisa. And on a lav she'im by maisa, there's anyways no malchus. What do you see from here? You see that without the asay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd get malchus for the lav of noiser. L'chayra, the lav of noiser should always be hasra safik. Why? Look at the top rashi. Ba'ak kasov litin aseh. Taima de ba'ak kasov. The only reason there's no malchus is because there was a pasuk. Because it's nitik laseh. Ha'lav ha'chi laki. Without the nitik laseh, you'd get malchus. Afal gafta hasra safik. Even though it's an hasra safik. The chol emas da asrube. Because any time you warn the person, what are you telling him? You have to get rid of the, oh, I don't, that's still time. Alois ha'shachar, Rabbeinu Tamzman, is not until, it's not Rabbeinu Tam, right? It's not until I have a few hours. Matsyama kati lailahu. It's still night. I still have some time. So being that I still have some time, so it's always going to be asra safik. And still you see Rabbi Yehuda needed a pasuk. He needed to be nitik laseh in order to establish why it is that there's no malchus. So if that's the case, so you see, not everybody holds Rabbi Yehuda, holds asra safik lo shmei asra. There is a Tana out there, whoever presented this braisa, who must have heard that Rabbi Yehuda holds asra safik shmei asra. So Leibon Mishnah talking about b'zeach hazeh, do it to asrois. The Rabbanon hold you get 80 malchus because each yerech is its own malchus. If it's asr, if it's two asrois, you get two malchus. Rabbi Yehuda holds you get one malchus. It's b'zeach hazeh, and Rabbi Yehuda on one side of the Gemara is not sure which is the yerech. It's asra safik. You're right. If you hold Rabbi Yehuda holds asra safik shmei asra, there's no way to learn the Mishnah. This Mishnah is obviously going according to the Tana, who learned this braisa, who held the Rabbi Yehuda holds that asra safik shmei asra safik Gemara. One final tashma. Achal shnei gidim shnei reichos. Again, we're talking about the gid anash. But in this case, you didn't eat the right gid and the left gid of the same animal, but rather you ate the right gid of two animals. Achal shnei gidim shnei reichos. That's the punchline. You get 80. Rabbi Yehuda, here to Rabbi Yehuda, you only get 40. So we're talking about my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why are you only going to get 40 if there's two asrois? Everybody holds you're going to get 80. Must be there was one hasra. And if there was one hasra, who's the Tanakamo? Is it the Rabbanon that argued with Sumchis? Ma'as and Gufa Machlok and Patri Rabban. Ma'adachob, there was Gufa Machlok and Rabban and say it's Pater. Hachal like Koshkein, here like Koshkein. So what are you going to ask? Why is this not Gufa Machlokim? In this case, you ate two gidim from two animals. So if there were two animals, it's also Gufa Machlokim. What's the difference? So the answer is, because over here, when you're eating the gid anosha, the animal's dead already. A dead animal, say the Rishonim, is not Chashuv for it to be considered its own guf. So Abayo Chamish Noshev Nidois, that's Gufa Machlokim. In the case of Oisoi Vespinoi, that's considered Gufa Machlokim. But over here, Tzorach Bir, but over here, where it's two gid hanoshas of dead animals, the chayret shouldn't be Gufa Machlokim either. But the point is, it can't be the Chachamim. Elalav Sumchesi. It must be. Sumches, the Gemara says, the Gemara is doichet again. Lo'ilam b'zeach hazeh. Lo'ilam, I'll tell you, it's talking about b'zeach hazeh. Udika amri, my time with the Rabbi Yehuda. You're going to say, if it's b'zeach hazeh, my time with the Rabbi Yehuda, b'zeach hazeh, two hasrois. Again, emphasis on hasrois. So if there's two hasrois, b'zeach hazeh, why is it that you're like arbam, you should be like a shmoinen? Nobody holds that with two hasrois, you only get 40. Everybody holds you get 80. And in this case, they were both the right gid hanosha. Right? The right, as in the right side. So if they were the right gid hanosha, then lechura, you should get 80. So the Gemara says, the kinta is, given the less big kazayas. One of them, Rashi says, didn't have a kazayas. The Tanya ochle veme kazayas, chai, Rabbi Yudah, not chie by kazayas. And this is already a gid hanosha, machloikis. Later in the Masechta, where Rabbi Yudah and Chomim argued whether you're over if you eat gid hanosha, pachas mi kazayas. The Chomim say, very good, that just like a barrier, you're chayiv, even if you eat pachas mi kazayas, gid hanosha, you're chayiv if you eat pachas mi kazayas as well. Whereas Rabbi Yudah argues, Rabbi Yudah says you have to eat a kazayas. So this machloikis, really chachomim, is l'shita sayu to that machloikis. We ate two, bezecha
hazeh, to us, there was no issue with the hasrois or no hasrois. The issue over here was one had a kazayas, the other one didn't have a kazayas. If you're chayef for pachas mikazayas, two hasrois, you're going to get malchus twice. That's what the chachamim hold. If you're the shita, say, oh, you're only chayef for a kazayas. One had was pachas mikazayas, thus you can't be chayef for that one, you're only chayef for once. Even though there were two hasrois, you're only going to be chayef. Bottom line is, the takeaway from daf pei beis amid beis, it's an intense gemara, but a very basic takeaway, and that is that although it's universally accepted throughout Talmud Bavli, and that is that if somebody does the same Avera multiple times, b'shoigig, davish es doinai chatas, behelam echad, you're only going to be chayiv once, because the halomois, or the gufin, are mechalik the amount of chatas, there is a shita sumchis, according to Rav Yosef and our sugya, who holds that it's not true. Where's this sumchis? Where's he located in Shas? Tucked away in Perik Oisev as Benoi in Mesechtes Chulin Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The same is true as it relates to Malkius, although it's universally accepted that if somebody does the same Aveira over and over and over again, but he does it B'chada Hasra, and there's no element of Gufa Mechlakim, you'd only get one Malkius. The amount of Malkius are determined by the amount of Hasrois that you have. Not everybody agrees with that. Again, there's a Shita Sumchis, this Sumchis right here, Mesechtes Chulin Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. We prepared a lot of raid, but apparently it got late early, so we'll have to leave the raid on the table.